Good morning and welcome to our podcast. My name is David Pritchard and I'm the head of marketing here at Sintons. I'm joined again today by my colleague Alison Thompson, who is the head of the debt recovery team here at Sintons. And our podcast today is episode 8 in our Understanding Debt Recovery with Alison Thompson podcast series. Our podcast today will last approximately 10 to 15 minutes and Alison is going to discuss high court enforcement. So without any further ado, as usual, straight over to Alison. Alison, good morning and over to you for episode 8.
Thanks, David, and good morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening so far. I do hope that you're enjoying our podcasts in this series. In previous podcasts, we have looked at what we needed to do to demand payment from our debtor by way of the letter before action. And if your debtor didn't pay, then what steps we should be taking to have our debt claim issued in the county court. We also took a look at entering judgment if our debtor didn't respond to the court proceedings and also what we needed to do if our claim progressed to a court hearing. So today we're going to talk a little bit about the steps we can take to enforce our judgment, which is more commonly known as the CCG. You might also remember we also touched upon profiling our debtor, and I expressed how important this was to understanding your debtor's personal and financial circumstances. This gave you an insight into their ability to pay at the start, but it also allows you to gather information which will help you choose the best method of enforcement. There are several enforcement options, and choosing the right one will much depend on your debtor and their circumstances. And you can, of course, also consider choosing more than one method of enforcement to run concurrently. So the first method we are going to take a look at today is enforcement by way of High Court enforcement, or otherwise known as bailiffs. Nowadays, bailiffs are officially called enforcement agent. However, many of us still refer to them as bailiffs. A bailiff or enforcement agent has legal powers to collect a debt. Some bailiffs work on behalf of private companies and some are employed by the courts. For the purposes of this podcast, I'm going to firstly concentrate on those who recover county court judgments or the CCGs. Bailiffs have a legal right to visit your debtor's property and to remove and sell their goods to pay off the debt. So looking at High Court enforcement officers, a High Court enforcement officer has specific authorization from the Ministry of Justice to enforce higher value judgments known as High Court writs. If the judgment you have obtained in the county court is over £600 and you wish to enforce your judgment by way of an execution against the debtor's goods, then it must be transferred up to the High Court for enforcement. This method of enforcement is very popular, and that's generally because the High Court enforcement officer has greater powers, and unlike county court bailiffs, High Court enforcement officers work within a private company and are paid on results based on the amount that is collected. So you can imagine, therefore, that many people consider instructing the High Court enforcement officer as they are more motivated and effective, more effective than other options. Above all, it is that they are generally thought to have a better chance of achieving a successful conclusion. High Court enforcement officers work under specific regulations and codes. Firstly, the High Court Enforcement Officer Regulations 2004, and secondly, the High Court Enforcement Officers Association's Code of Practice and Professional Conduct. And it is a stipulation of their authorisation by the Ministry of Justice that they also belong to this professional body. So the High Court Enforcement Officer has to transfer the judgment which you have into a High Court writ of control. This writ then takes a form of an order to the High Court enforcement officer to seize goods from your judgment debtor. The officer will attend the debtor's residential address or business premises and seize the goods and then sell them at auction. The judgment debtor can avoid the removal of and sale of these goods by either paying the debt in full or agreeing to a repayment plan. If they offer a repayment plan, the assets will still technically remain seized and will belong to the court until the debt is fully paid. But the goods are normally left in place under what is called a walking possession agreement. Should a repayment plan be agreed and then the judgment debtor subsequently default on a payment, then the High Court enforcement officer has the ability to attend again and remove and sell the assets which were originally seized. during the period that the goods are subject to the walking possession agreement, if the debtor disposed of any of the goods or assets which were subject to the agreement, then they are committing an offence by way of contempt of court and may face legal proceedings. There are some points to bear in mind with this type of enforcement in that certain goods are exempt, and this is basic household items such as a cooker, fridge, medical aids, but also items for a debtor's personal business can be exempt. For example, computers, tools, phones, as well as vehicles, which they require to carry out their business, as long as they do not exceed the value of £1,350. So just to clarify, this means that any items of equipment that your debtor claims to need to use in their business that are worth more than that £1,350 are not exempt, and the officer can remove them. The High Court Enforcement Officer should not take any goods that belong to other people. If they take goods belonging to a third party, then that third party can write to the officer and show them that they own the goods and request that they be returned. The High Court Officer can take goods that are jointly owned by your debtor and another individual, but they are only entitled to your debtor's share of the value in those goods. I would, however, add that in my experience, this is rarely undertaken, especially for smaller debts, as the cost of selling on items and dividing the proceeds can be expensive and complicated. The High Court Enforcement Officer has 12 months from the date of the enforcement notice to take control of any goods and may make more than one visit to the debtor. But just to add that each visit does incur costs to the debtor. So if you wish to use this type of enforcement, but your debt is under the sum of £600, then it would be necessary to instruct a county court bailiff to enforce. County court bailiffs are employees of Her Majesty's Courts and Tribunals Service. The county court bailiff's authority to act comes from a warrant or a warrant of control rather than a writ. This warrant authorises a county court bailiff to try and take control of your debtor's possessions to encourage them to pay what they owe. The bailiff will provide your debtor with 7 days clear notice that they intend to visit, and this is often called the enforcement notice. They can seize and sell goods to recover the amount of the debt, not only up to £600, but up to £5,000. But again, I would always recommend the High Court Enforcement Officer for any debt over £600. There is no formal limit on the number of visits a bailiff can make, and they will usually call several times. County court bailiffs are only allowed to force their way into your debtor's home or business premises if all three of the following points apply. Firstly, they have taken control of goods inside the premises. Secondly, if they have made a controlled goods agreement with the debtor and the debtor has then broken that controlled goods agreement by missing at least one payment, or they have given the debtor 2 clear days' notice that they are going to attend to inspect or take the goods. Bailiffs can only enter your debtor's premises by normal method of entry, such as a door, obviously. They should not enter by a window, and they are unlikely to be able to use ladders or get over gates and fences. So as I've said, debts under £600 cannot currently be passed to the High Court Enforcement Officer to enforce. However, there is currently a lot of work ongoing with the High Court Enforcement Officers Association with the aim of enabling court users to have the choice of which service they use, irrespective of the amount of the judgment on the debt. As you can imagine, we have seen in recent months an increase in virtual controlled goods agreements, so I did want to just briefly touch on these. A High Court Enforcement Officer may ask a debtor to agree to making a virtual or non-entry controlled goods agreement when they initially contact a debtor by telephone or letter, rather than visiting their property to take control of the goods. A debtor does not have to agree to making a virtual agreement, and if they do not agree, the High Court Officer will make a visit in the usual way. There are potential advantages and disadvantages to agreeing to a virtual or non-controlled goods agreement, depending on your debtor's circumstances. If your debtor has a stable income and they are very confident that the money that they have available is sustainable, then a virtual agreement is worth considering due to the potential benefits, such as not having an officer visit their home or business address, and it saves them the costs of fees. So that's a bit of a whistle-stop tour around our first look at enforcement by use of the enforcement agents. In our next podcast, we'll take a look at a different form of enforcement called third-party debt orders. So thanks again for listening, and back over to you, David.
Thanks, Alison. Enjoyed that as usual. Very quickly from me, we release our webinars, podcasts and blogs on a regular basis, all of which can be found on our website, www.sintons.co.uk, and that includes all episodes of our Debt Recovery podcast series. And you can also follow the Debt Recovery team on Twitter at Sintons Debt. As I always say, if you'd like to discuss anything Alison's related to further, please don't hesitate to get in touch with her. She can be contacted via telephone 0191 226 7878 or via email alison.thompson@sintons.co.uk. So episode 9 will be with you in approximately 2 weeks' time, and we very much look forward to engaging with you then. Thanks once again for the amount of people that continue to tune into these sessions. We are so pleased that they continue to add value to you. Thanks for all the questions that you're sending in. Obviously, we will try and get to those in future podcasts. Once again, thank you, everybody, and stay safe.